We present Clement Freud, Derek Nimmer, Andre Melle, and Amy MacDonald in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is the man of the minute, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. Just to remind you, each one of them are going to try and speak for just a minute, if they can, on some unlikely subject that I will give them, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviation. And if one of the other three think the fourth one is guilty of one of these crimes, he may press his buzzer in front of him. Just like that. Well done. And if I uphold his challenge, I will award him a point, and he takes over the subject. And if I don't uphold his challenge, whoever is speaking will gain a point. At the end of 60 seconds, you will hear this noise. And whoever is speaking then will gain another point. Well, with those simple thoughts in mind, let us begin this particular edition with a lovely feminine subject for a lovely feminine lady, the lovely Amy MacDonald. Amy, especially for you, we've asked you to talk for just a minute, if you can, on how to stay lovely, starting now.
Well, that all depends really on how lovely you are to start off with. But if you are lovely and you want to stay lovely, well, there's ever so many things you can do. There are a lot of products on the market, and you can buy things for wrinkles and...
Oh! Derek Nimmer, why'd you challenge?
Hesitation. Wrinkles.
Well, alas, yes, I'm sure because she was speaking for the first time she's a little nervous, but I suppose I must be fair within the rules of the game, and Derek, pass it on to you with your 45 seconds. Derek Nimmer, would you try and talk for the last 45 seconds on how to stay lovely, starting now?
Well, my trouble is really that I've already gone
off. Why do you challenge?
Deviation.
I tell you what I'll do, Clement. I will give you a bonus point for that very clever try. But I think within the game we must still stick with Derek Nimmer. So, Derek, how to stay lovely starting now?
Mud packs.
Clement Freud.
Repetition.
No, you're trying too hard. Derek Nimmer's got another point. How to stay lovely, 43 seconds left. Derek Nimmer starting now.
The best way to stay lovely is to share out some gold powder and put it on your eyelashes. This I find to be particularly useful, especially if you're wearing sequins at the time. I also wear a long, high wig, which I wear a little tiara on the top of.
Andre Melle, why do you challenge?
Hesitation.
Yes, a very slight hesitation. I'm going to give you the benefit of the Melle here and ask you to talk on how to stay lovely starting now.
The best way is to sleep a very great deal. But then, of course, nobody can see how lovely you are. At least one supposes nobody can. If you stay up too late at night and go to bed too late in the morning, you will have black bags under your eyes and lots of wrinkles and linkles, like Miss Amy MacDonald tells us about.
Derek Nimmer, why don't you...
Repetition, Miss Amy MacDonald's already told us about it.
Yes, but she only told us once, and it was a reference to them, so I'm still with Andre Melle with 8 seconds left starting now.
Exercise and fresh air and sunshine and a lovely tan in the summer are very good ways.
Derek Nimmer, why do you challenge?
Well, no, you wouldn't stay loved. You sound like a sort of woman cyclist, doesn't you?
So why do you challenge?
Well, deviation. You make yourself very unattractive if you do all that exercise.
Oh, I think a lot of suntan people look very, very delicious. No. So with 3 seconds left with Andre, how to stay lovely starting now?
To be very young is one of the best ways to stay lovely.
Derek, as you are so good at this game, we thought we'd start you off this time with what we think is a difficult one, but certainly a challenging one. I'll give you a second to think about it. It's it. Now, do you think you can talk for just a minute on it, starting now?
Well, of course, I've always been absolutely mad about it, from a very early age. I suppose, really, I must declare my interest in the subject before I really start. But I first really became aware of it, I suppose, when I was about 12 years old. And as one gets older, one finds it increasingly difficult to find it, I suppose. And sometimes, of course, whereas in the past one used to be able to get it for nothing, now you have actually to pay for it. I'm referring...
Andre Melle, why do you challenge?
Repetition.
I quite agree. We've had rather a lot of it. Right, would you take it over, please, and talk, if you can, about it. Still 37 seconds left, starting now.
No!
Derek Nimmer buzzed first.
Hesitation.
Yes, indeed. That's right. You have 36 seconds left for it. Derek Nimmer, starting now.
Italian vermouth is something that I like to put in my gin. And when it is put in one's gin, one generally refer to it as gin and it.
No, I'm not going to... What is that, Andre Merry? Hesitation? No.
How did you guess? Now, if it wasn't, how did you guess?
Because I saw his natural impediment from the look on his stuff. And I have to judge between what is hesitation and what is very difficult. And last time I gave you the benefit of the doubt. I won't penalise you because I think it was a genuine impediment. No penalisation. Derek Nimmer, we're still with you. With 30 seconds for it, starting now.
The thing that I was talking about before was my collection of pottery. I keep it in cupboards in my bedroom. There are several shelves.
Amy MacDonald, my new chance.
Deviation.
Yes, I think he's gone on about pottery. We were on it, really.
Well, that was it.
What's going on?
No, that's what I was talking about. I went into it when I was 12, and I've been interested in it ever since, do you see?
That was your it, was it?
Yes.
And you still have 22 seconds left for it and pottery, or whatever it may be. But it's a subject, is it, starting now.
I once went to Famagusta, which is a town in Cyprus, caught a bus in search of it, which I took as far as Londres.
Clement Freud.
Hesitation.
Yes, I think so. Yes, with 15 seconds left for it, Clement Freud, will you take it over now?
This is a very splendid word which used at one time to refer to sex appeal and other alluring parts of people. One used to say, what a superwoman, she has it. I haven't used the word before, so you can't tell me.
Derek Nimmer.
Well, deviation. So he's talking about not using words before instead of it.
Ah, no. If you had said we've had the word it too much before, I would have granted it, but not on that particular challenge. Clement Freud, you still have 2 seconds left for it, starting now.
And there was Marilyn Monroe.
Andre, it is your turn to begin. The subject for you is pocket money, starting now.
If I was a child, I'd go to the National Incomes Board and complain about the state of affairs with pocket money. The cost of living has gone up enormously in the last 20 years, and this particular commodity has not. There are children who still get between sixpence and a shilling, and some who get between 10 shillings and 15 shillings. This seems to have nothing to do with the parents. In fact, it is the very rich ones that give their children about sixpence, saying they've got to learn the value of money, and all they learn is that it hasn't got any value, because you can't get very much for that amount.
Derek Nimmer, you tell
me. Hesitation.
Yes, I think so. All right, pocket money for you, Derek. 27 seconds left, starting now.
Sixpences, threepenny bits, shillings, half crowns, florins, memorial crowns, and all sorts of other coins are monies that I keep in my pocket in case of various emergencies. It might be, for instance, I was walking along Piccadilly and saw a taxi coming towards me in the opposite direction.
Clement Freud, by your challenge.
Deviation from his natural impediment. He didn't stammer.
Because the audience applauded, I feel I should give you a bonus point. Do you think I should give Clement Freud a bonus point for that, Clement Freud? All right, you've got a bonus point from the audience, Clement Freud. Derek Nimmer still has the subject with 11 seconds left for pocket money, starting now.
What ho, cabby, I cry. Take me down to Trafalgar Square so I can see the lions. Into my pocket I put my hand, and there I find half crowns.
Clement Freud. Clement, let's have a subject that perhaps you can talk about quite well, gold shares, for just a minute, starting now.
Gold shares are shares in companies that mine gold. And there's a very interesting thing about this, and that is the one thing that you don't want your company to do is actually to find gold. Because if it does that, the assets of the company are far too obvious for everyone to see. What you want is a company that goes on looking for the metal. And while it looks, there's tremendous hope that it'll find much more than anybody else.
Derek Nimmer, you have challenged why?
Repetition.
What do you think you repeated?
Well, they're keeping on looking for the gold, you see. Obviously, must be repetitive.
I can't award it any points. It was a very clever try, but I don't think it's justified. Clement Freud, there are still 35 seconds left for gold shares, starting now.
The main parts of Africa in which gold is found are OFS, which stands for Orange Free State.
Derek Nimmer, you had your challenge.
Well, it's not known as Orange Free State anymore. It's the Union of South Africa. It says deviation.
I believe the Orange Free State is part of the Union of South Africa, so I think it's not justified. There's 25 seconds left with Clement Freud. Gold shares starting now.
There are also districts known as Rand, which are listed in financial newspapers.
Derek Nimmer, your challenge.
Well, it can't also be a district because the Rand is part of the Orange Free State up in Transvaal.
Derek, you seem to know so much about South Africa. We're going to bow to you on this and pass it over to you with 21 seconds left for gold shares starting now.
Whenever I go out and cut a hedge in my back garden...
Andre Melly, why do you challenge?
Deviation.
Now, this is one of those occasions where he's only started a sentence. I must be fair, allow him to finish. Can you justify gold shares with that sentence very briefly?
I always cut the hedge with my gold shares.
And the way Derek speaks and also acts, I've no doubt that he has got girl shares. So, you have gained a point, Derek, and we're still 17 seconds left to carry on the girl share starting now.
In Johannesburg, I went down into a gold mine to examine...
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Deviation. There are no gold mines in Johannesburg.
You're absolutely right. In the town of Johannesburg, as far as I know, that is right, so it's...
It's not true. But he means under, don't you, actually? Presumably. But there are plenty of gold mines actually in Johannesburg. The biggest, deepest gold mine in the world is in Johannesburg.
In the town of Johannesburg?
Absolutely in the middle of Johannesburg, yes.
Well, as I haven't been to Johannesburg, I really trust you. Somebody's going to hit me over the head when the program's over. I'll have to come back with the person I think knows most about Johannesburg, South Africa, Derek Nimmo. You still have 13 seconds left. Let's get away from South Africa if you can, for the chairman's sake. Gold shares starting now.
There was a famous man called...
Derek Clement Freud.
Hesitation.
Yes, alas, it was. So anyway, Derek got a point just then, so you've got one now, Clement, with now still 10 seconds left, gold shares starting now.
And so one looks in financial papers for the sort of gold shares that might...
Derek Nimmer...
Repetition, he said gold shares three times.
We've had a lot of gold shares, yes, that is true. We've mentioned more than...
I have a lot of gold shares.
Good luck on you, son. Derek Nimmo, it is still 6 seconds left for gold shares starting now.
They're generally bits of paper on which you find a lot of writing. This is to indicate the amount of money that you've invested, at least...
Amy McDonald. Here's a subject. What I like about money starting now.
Well, what I like about money is the fact that you can buy so many things with it. And you can go wherever you want with it. And you can more or less do whatever you want with it. That is, if you have a lot of money. However, some people...
Derek Nimmo, why do you chat?
Repetition, she is having rather a lot of money.
No, I'm sorry. I don't think so. Amy McDonald, we are still with you with what I like about money with 47 seconds left starting now.
Well, what I like about money is I think it's a very sensible thing to have. I mean, if we didn't have money, then we'd have to...
Derek Nimmo.
6 monies now. Have we enough yet for repetition?
Well, yes, I think so. All right, what I like about money, Derek Nimmo, starting now.
I like its shape, actually, particularly the shape of pound notes. I think it's very attractive, really. I love holding it up to the light and looking through and seeing that little watermark. Very pretty. The picture of the old head inside. And that little bit of metal. Now, sometimes if you get that bit of metal between your teeth and pull very slightly like this, you manage to extract it in a great long, thin piece. Very useful for wrapping around Christmas presents. I also like half-crowns. Now, half-crowns, something terribly evocative about a half-crown, I think.
Clement Freud.
Repetition. 3 half-crowns.
There were 3 half-crowns. You're quite right. So with 16 seconds left for what I like about money, Clement, starting now. Clement, Nimmo.
Hesitation.
What I like about money, starting now.
3 of the coins I mentioned before.
Hesitation. All right, 14 seconds left for you, Clement Freud, what I like about money, starting now.
2 shilling pieces are awfully good. And shilling pieces are pleasant, whereas 6 penny bits are much too small. They go into parking meters and only give you 1/4 hour, except for some districts where you get...
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
Deviation. They do give you more than 1/4 hour, very often.
What do?
6 penny pieces. The 6 penny pieces you put in...
Yes, but in some places they do only give 1/4 hour, so it's justified. No, I think that's right. 4 seconds left, Clement Freud. What I like about money, starting now.
In the other district, 6 pence buys you 1/2 hour, and there's some places we've been...
Well, money has been Clement Freud's ally in this particular game, because with money again, he's now taken the lead with 14 points to Derek Nimmo's 13. Andre Melly a little way behind, and a little way behind that is Amy McDonald. Derek... A subject which I'm sure is close to every man's heart, very close to yours, I'm sure. Ornithology. Will you talk about ornithology for just a minute, starting now?
Yes, well, I have always been terribly keen on our feathered friends, actually. I remember setting up a hide in my garden in Liverpool when I was quite small to study birds, in particular to study tits. Now, there are an awful lot of tits in Liverpool, actually. There are blue tits and long-tailed tits, marsh tits and cold tits, crest tits.
Andre Merry, why do you challenge?
There are an awful lot of this particular bird.
There were quite a lot of that particular bird, weren't there? So, Andre Melly, with 45 seconds left, will you take over ornithology starting now?
I like to wear a deer stalker and hide behind large bushes.
Derek Nimmo.
I'm not interested in her clothes. In fact, she likes to wear a deer stalker.
Yes, but I don't think it's very devious that Andre should wear a deer stalker. She probably looks very lovely in a deer stalker. So with 41 seconds left for ornithology, Andre, will you carry on now?
And study birds in northern Scotland. Large ones made of pretty coloured feathers, and even some of the small variety, are fascinating and somehow very endearing. In the spring, there is the noise of birds to be heard in the gardens of London and in the streets. And in the summer...
Derek Nemo.
Hesitate.
Yes, 20 seconds left, starting now.
Gulls, eagles, sparrows, starlings, crows, thrushes, little hedge sparrows, flamingos.
Clement Freud, why do you chat?
Deviation.
What?
Ornithology is the study of birds, not the definition.
All right, it's not the recitation either. Clement, I'll give it to you with 10 seconds left, starting now.
The important thing when you're an ornithological student is...
Cleric Nimmo, why do you challenge?
I don't really know, actually. Don't quite know. I thought he'd mispronounced the word, but he hadn't.
It's a very clever way to play the game, to buzz first and then think of it. But sometimes all it does is to give a point to the person who's speaking, which in this case is Clement Freud. He has 6 seconds left for ornithology starting now.
You take your feathered friend into your left hand and turn him upside down to discover whether he really is...
Freud is still a little in the lead, 17 points to Derek Nimmo's 14. Andre Melly has caught up to 7, and Amy is still trailing somewhat. Andre, it is your turn to begin, and as you've played the game many times before and are very clever at it, we've got a subject which I hope will be difficult for you. I'll give you a moment to think about it before I start you. It's nothing. Can you talk for just a minute on the subject of nothing, starting now?
It is the opposite of something. You spell it N-O-T-H-I-N-G. The French for the word is rien, the Italian niente, and the Chinese ho-po-hong.
Clement Freud.
Hesitation.
You have to wait to the end.
Long.
Not that long.
Not
that long, even in China. No. Also, I thought there might have been deviation for that particular interpretation of nothing for the Chinese. Anyway, 42 seconds left for nothing with you, Clement Freud, starting now.
I searched once for this particular product and looked absolutely everywhere. I walked first of all down Piccadilly and then turned along Park Lane, down Oxford Street.
Andre Melly.
Deviation. You don't find it down there.
It depends which kind of nothing you're looking for. And Clement Freud probably has got his own particular ideas. So with 31 seconds left, going on now, Clement.
And there in a house in Gloucester Place, I discovered...
Derek Nimmo.
No, I'm sorry, but if he's... Deviation. If he's looking for something, he must be looking for something. He can't be looking for nothing.
Very clever challenge. All right, Derek, take it over. 28 seconds left for nothing, starting now.
I once received a brown paper parcel. I undid the string that encompassed the parcel and took off the top layer of paper.
M.A. MacDonald, why do you challenge?
Deviation. He's not talking about nothing. He's talking about a parcel.
If I may say, there's nothing inside.
Yes, I think I know where he's coming to. So I'll give you a second to justify it, Amy. What is it?
Well, when I opened it, I found there was nothing inside.
Yes, I think that's entirely justified. Sorry, Amy, he has another point. He carries on with 20 seconds left, starting now.
Underneath the spreading chestnut tree, I once saw... absolutely nothing.
This was a puzzle.
Right.
Oh, no.
Milking the audience for a cheap laugh.
And you do it in different ways, very cleverly as well, Clement. So we're still with Derek Nimmo with 13 seconds left for nothing starting now.
Instead of finding what I'd expected to find under the spreading chestnut tree, I found Clement Freud.
Yes, alas, you're right.
What?
With 7 seconds left for nothing with Clement Freud.
What is in Derek Nimmo's brain has often been described as a...
deviation.
As you can't prove it, I'm afraid we have...
Put it to the audience.
All right, I'll put it to the audience, as you say. Do you think that Clement Freud's idea that there is nothing in Derek Nimmo's brain is justified within the context of this game? Remember, we do play it for fun. If so, will you cheer if you agree with Clement Freud? And if not, will you boo and do it now? I'd say it was equal. I would say there's no points awarded. I would say that you have 4 seconds left for nothing, and you start now.
And so I said to this chap, look here, there isn't absolutely anything...
Well, as he was speaking, as the hooter went, he has another point. Clement Roy now has 20 to Derek Nimmo's 17. Andre is trailing a little with 7. Amy is trailing even more. But no doubt if she keeps her finger on her buzzer and buzzes as rapidly as the men, she might have a chance. Clement, I don't know why they've thought of this one for you. Whether it's to do with some of the way you speak, I hope not. It is throat sprays. Ah, I've mentioned the subject first because I think it's time we had a penalty. Because they get rather clever after a time. They mustn't mention the word A. So you've thought about the subject, I hope, throat sprays. You mustn't mention the word A, and you start now.
If your throat is particularly sore, it seems to me to be a very good idea to go to chemist shops.
Derek Nimmo,
seems to me to be a very good idea.
Seems to me to be a very... Yes, a very good idea. Derek Nimmo, we're with you. 55 seconds left. No A's. Start now.
I once took a throat spray with me.
Derek Nimmo... A guilty conscience or a Freudian slip, I don't know, but Clement Freud has the subject back. Throat spray is starting now.
They're really delightful things, which most good chemist shops will sell with a...
Amy MacDonald.
Hesitation.
But Amy, I will help you as you're trailing. He also said A.
Yes,
he definitely said A. Yes, yes, I've written it down to him. Right, throat sprays, Amy MacDonald. Don't mention the word A and start now.
Throat sprays, I find, are rather fascinating
things. Clement Roy, why did you say?
What?
She never said it.
Are rather fascinating.
Are rather fascinating. She has another point. She's got another point. And you have throat sprays. And what are you challenged for?
I want to give her another
point. Another point, yes. I will. So you've given her another point. She still has 43 seconds left for throat sprays. No A's. Amy, starting now.
As I was saying, throat sprays are rather fascinating.
Clement Roy, by your challenge.
I thought she was going to say A, but it's repetition.
You've given her another point. Amy MacDonald.
You said exactly that before.
Yes, but she's got another point, because I want a fair favour at this particular moment. Amy, 40 seconds left, throat sprays with no A starting now.
As I was saying, I love to...
Repetition, as she was saying.
Yes, so she has another point and she carries on with the subject. Throat sprays, Amy MacDonald, mustn't mention the word A and start now. Derek Nimmo, why...
Well, either hesitation or another point, according to the...
Challenge for hesitation yet, she can have another point and carry on. Now, for the last time, the chairman's on your side, Amy MacDonald, so you've caught up a little. 37 seconds left for throat sprays, no A, starting now.
What?
Derek Nimmo.
Hesitation.
Hesitation.
Derek Nimmo,
will you take over throat sprays and start now?
These mouth squirters are terribly useful to take with you to study ornithology.
I want... Amy MacDonald, why do you challenge?
Deviation.
Why?
He's gone back to birds again, hasn't he?
Yes, but he said the throat sprays were useful if you went there, so I think he'll have to be very careful as he continues.
But he was obviously going to go on and on and on about birds, wasn't he?
Yes.
I was not.
You obviously know Derek Nimmo better than many of us. We're still with Derek Nimmo, throat sprays, starting now.
Whenever I caught a puffin, I opened its mouth.
Clement Freud.
A puffin.
Yes, no A's in this particular round. 35 seconds left. Clement, starting now.
Acutely sore throats react terribly well to spraying with different...
Derek Nimmo.
Well, he's slowed up so much, he's nearly stopped, hasn't he?
All right, hesitation. Take it over, Derek Nimmo. Throat sprays, no A's, starting now.
Open your mouth wide, said the doctor. Open it even wider, he said again. Let me start.
Clement Freud. The most dogmatic repetition we've had in the whole of the series. The 11 seconds left, Clement Freud. Take it over now.
Keeping mouth closed makes it absolutely impossible to spray throats, whether they belong to small children, adults, women, or even parents.
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
Well, he is cataloguing the people that he is referring to.
Deviation. No, he only cataloged the three different things. I'm still with him. 2 seconds left. Clement Freud, starting now.
And so you go to doctors. Yeah.
Clement Freud is still a little in the lead from Derek Nimmo. Amy MacDonald, with the chairman's help, has caught up equal in the third place with Andre Melle. So, Clement Freud is just the winner in this particular contest. A nice round of applause for Clement. But
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch. Just a bit of team back again on ABC Radio in the wee small hours next Friday morning at 3:30. A reminder, coming up at the next hour of our program, Lee Puck will be talking to Bill Mollison about permaculture. Can permaculture save the world? Or are we on the way to a planetary catastrophe? That's the next hour of our program. Also, we'll have John Clark and Brian Dorr, the subject of their attention this morning, the leader of the opposition.